Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you tonight, people of God. We're so grateful to be back here again, yet again, in the presence of the Lord. Amen. For we know that in his presence there is fullness of joy. We pray that you had a blessed time today in the presence of the Lord. Amen. That you had a divine visitation. Amen. In your several places of worship. And we're just grateful to be back here on tonight just one more time to give God thanks, give him praise, to glorify him for all that he has done. Truly the Lord has done us well, people of God, and for this we do thank him, we bless him, we honor him, we glorify him on tonight. Amen. For truly had it not been the Lord on our sides, we don't know. Amen. We can't even think. We can't even begin to think where we would be, amen, if the Lord wasn't on our side there, leading us, guiding us every step of the way, amen. And tonight we just say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome you on tonight, amen. Welcome, welcoming all of our listeners on tonight, those that are listening internationally, those that are listening, amen, in the continental U.S., we say welcome, welcome, welcome. And thank you for joining us. Amen. Thank you for joining us here. Amen. We're so grateful that you decided to join us. Amen. For yet another segment of the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank God for such a beautiful time on last night. Amen. Celebrating our 2-year anniversary. Glory to God here on this broadcast for 2 years. Amen. And the Lord has truly done us well. We've seen a lot along the way. And we just give God thanks and we just give God praise for all that he has done. We just want to thank you, thank you, thank you for the new countries that have joined, that are listening. We thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in. And as Evangelist Bond always said, don't you dare touch that dial. Amen. Don't you touch that dial. But there's a blessing, amen, that's right here waiting for you. So we thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. Thank him for all of our loyal listeners. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to thank God for you. We appreciate you more than you even know. We appreciate you, your participation. We appreciate your dedication. We just thank you. Thank you. Thank you for helping us to get the word out to tell others about the PNN. We just thank God for you. Amen. Each joint supplying, each one reaching one. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. We bless him. Amen. Jesus, realizing that several of you, amen, perhaps been in 2 or 3 services on today. Amen, Jesus. And, of course, we are not endeavoring to keep you long. Glory to God. We want to be cognizant of your time. Amen, Jesus. But we just want to thank God for all of our listeners. Amen. We want to get our preliminaries out of the way. We thank him for all of our listeners. Amen. All of our listeners. All of our listeners. We thank God for you. Amen. God bless you on tonight. God bless you. We will be rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen, Jesus. So we want you to get your pen and your pencil out, your paper, your phone, your notepad, whatever you need to take your notes on tonight. Glory to God. We want you to get ready. Amen. As we prepare to hear what the Lord has to say on tonight. I just want to thank God for my listeners on my leaders on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Thank you, the Lord, for the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, and for our senior apostle now, amen, Dr. Samuel Huggins, amen. Thanking the Lord for Bishop K.A. Tina. He's our presiding bishop. Thanking the Lord for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., and, of course, to all of this fine group of Holy Ghost-filled, foul-baptized, PNN Advisors. Amen. Thanking God for each and every one of them on tonight. Just want to thank God for, amen, all of our prayer warriors on tonight. Amen. Just giving God thanks, giving God praise for making up the full body on tonight, the full body on tonight that's carrying forth this ministry. We bless him. We thank him. We honor, we glorify him. Amen. Truly, there is none like him. Amen. There's none like him. We can search the world all over. Amen. And we will find that there is truly none like him. Amen. As our listeners are continuing to come in, we again want to thank God for you. And as already stated, we are rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we are, amen, Jesus, one of our previous broadcasts, thanking God for the library. Thanking God for the library of wealth of information that we have to be able to share with you. Amen. On tonight, amen, Jesus, we are, amen, Jesus, looking to Jesus, for he's the author and the finisher of our faith. And when we call on the name of Jesus, things happen. Amen. Heaven moves, glory to God, when we call on the name of Jesus. Amen. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn this pre-recorded broadcast over. Amen.
The recording has started.
On. Amen, Jesus. And she will be, amen, in the broadcast, taking it from here. Amen. Glory be to God.
And nothing changes. Amen. And I guarantee you, every time you call or come in contact with the name of Jesus, something happens. Amen. Something happens when you call on the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. When you call on the name of Jesus, amen, everything just stands still. Amen. Because there's power in his name. There's deliverance in his name. There's healing in his name. There is peace. Amen. There is joy. Amen. There is order in his name. Glory to God. Whatever we need, it's in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let's get ready, praise God, amen, to petition the Lord tonight. Amen. And take it to the Lord. Amen. In prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. We come to say thank you again for another day's journey. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your kindness, your mercy, your loving. Oh, God, your loving and kindness, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us all day long, keeping us under your blood, oh, God, from danger and unseen danger. Lord, we thank you. Glory to God. We thank you, God, for keeping us on the highways and the byways, oh, God, for being our eyes when we couldn't see, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that you lead us, you guide us, oh, God, brought us to our destination, faith, glory. We come to say thank you, Lord. We thank you tonight, oh, God. Hallelujah, because you're God. Hallelujah, all by yourself. And beside you, there is no other. Hallelujah. You're the King of kings. You are Lord of lords. You are Alpha. You are Omega. You're the beginning and the ending. Hallelujah. You are the author and the finisher of our faith tonight. Lord, and we say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, because if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be tonight? Oh, God, but you stretch out your hand of mercy to let us see a day that we have never seen before. Lord, we come to say thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Lord, I thank you tonight. Lord, I trust you. With my life tonight, God, our life is in your hands tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we praise you right now for the victory in Jesus' glory to God. There's victory, God, in your name. Hallelujah, God. Lord, for your word said no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper, God. Lord, and we thank you tonight, God. Even though, oh, God, Lord, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, but God, you come. Oh, God, your word said that you come, that we may have life and that much more abundantly. Oh, God, you said in your word, above all that we prosper and be in good health. Lord, we thank you, oh, God, for healing in the land. We thank you, oh, God, for good health tonight in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for being our healer. We thank you for being our deliverer. right now, in Jesus' name, glory. Jesus. And Lord, we ask you tonight, forgive us of our sins. Create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Oh, God, hallelujah. Make the crooked way straight. In the name of Jesus, heal the infirmity tonight. Oh, God, have your way tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, and we'll forever give you praise, honor, and the glory. In the mighty, 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 mighty name. Yes. Yes, hey, my. Yeah. Oh, God, a mighty name. Powerful name. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Praise you right now for the victory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Big amen. Yes. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in our sight. Oh, Lord, our strength, our Redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. What a mighty God we serve tonight. Oh, God, angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We praise the Lord tonight for his goodness, his kindness, his mercy. Amen. We don't take it for granted. Glory to God. Amen. Of the many blessings that the Lord, amen, has bestowed upon us and yet doing. Praise God for us opening doors, amen, that we cannot see. Amen. And shutting those, amen, that's not meant to be. Glory to God. So we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. And with you, yes, you. Glory to God. Amen. You in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And if this is your first time, amen, visiting us, God bless you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We promise you. Promise you, praise God, we'll make it, praise God, worth your while. Hallelujah. Amen. That you want to just continue to keep coming back. Amen. And that you share. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. About the broadcast, amen, with others, amen, to let them know something good, amen, is going on the PNN, Prayer News Network, amen, that's where I got my thrill, amen, on the PNN here, glory to God, amen, and I have not left it yet, amen, I love it, amen, glory to God, so we thank the Lord for you tonight, amen, and just in case, amen, in case, praise God, amen, we'd like to announce again that you could go on. Amen. The PNN, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Facebook page. Amen. And listen to the broadcast also. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Also, I International. Amen. Listeners, God bless you. Amen. And before the broadcast is over, we will give you some numbers. Praise God. Amen. So where you can get a copy of the broadcast tonight. Amen. Last night. Amen. The other nights, praise God, you were probably able not to get in. Praise God, you still, amen, hallelujah, amen, amen, can ask about, amen, those copy of the service, amen. I want to say praise God to all of our leaders, amen, our listeners on tonight, praise God, amen, and also, amen, to our God, Bishop Ruben Graham, praise God, amen, and also, praise God, amen, to the forerunners that have gone on, praise God, amen, that have labored, amen, in the vineyard, praise God. Amen. And we just want to praise God. Amen. Honor, praise God, and give honor to where honor is due. Hallelujah. That's none other than, praise God, the late, amen, Apostle S.D. James. Amen. Senior Apostle Samuel Huggins, Presiding Bishop A.A. Tanay. Praise God. And Pastor, amen, Apostle D.G. Taylor. Praising God. Amen. Want to say praise the Lord to them, praise God, and continue to lift them up in prayer, amen, the family, praise God, in the name of Jesus, amen, again, to all of our advisors, God bless you on tonight, amen, to everyone, amen, hallelujah, that has tuned in to be with us tonight, amen, God bless you tonight, amen, and thank you for joining us, amen, on tonight, amen, we are just blessed, amen, blessed, amen, glory to God, all you have to do is just look around and see that you are blessed. Amen. If you got food in your cupboard, you are blessed. If you got shoes on your feet, you are blessed. Amen. If you got the activities of your limbs, you are blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. tonight. Amen. And we want to encourage you. Amen. Continue to keep on looking up to the healing for which cometh your help. All of your help come from the Lord tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we're not going to hold you any longer, but again, I want to say we praise the Lord for you tonight. Praise God. Amen. And also praise God. Amen. Amen to evangelist. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That is home. Amen. Recovery. Amen. Our prayers are with you. Praise God. Amen. For speedy recovery. Amen. Hallelujah. And our healing process tonight. Praise God. Amen. You're in our prayers. Amen. The glory to God. Amen. We're not going to hold you. Amen. The longer, praise God, but somebody said there is a word. Amen. In the house tonight. There is a word. Amen. So we praise God tonight for the message and the messenger tonight. Praise God. Amen. And one of my advisors. Hallelujah. Amen. I just call him my amen. I am a doctor. Praise God. Amen. A humble man of God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's always the same. Amen. Glory to God. It looks like we just know each other. We've all really met. Amen. Physically. Amen. But our spirit, amen. Spiritually, amen. We have met. Amen. But not, amen. Physically. Praise God. And that's, amen. But I love your spirit. Praise God. And I just, amen. Amen. Just ask the Lord to enlarge his territory. Praise God. Amen. He's a young man that will preach, can minister. Amen. Or whatever he can find to do for the Lord, he is willing and able to do tonight. Praise God. Amen. I want you to pray for him as he gets ready to come forth in his own way. Praise God. Amen. There's none other than Minister Emmanuel Holmes. God bless you tonight, Minister Emmanuel.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. To our amen co-host evangelist, amen, Diane Bond. Amen. Thank God for you. Thank God, amen, for, amen, the greeting. And amen. To very touching, amen, to the heart. Amen. And amen. You heard it for yourself. She has adopted me. Amen. It's officially out. I have been adopted by evangelist Bond. Amen. Thank God for the love of Jesus. Amen. The love of Christ. Amen. This is what God would do for you. Amen. We give honor to each and every one of you in your respective places. Amen. To our, amen, visionary founder, amen, of this great, amen, Prayer News Network. Amen. We thank God, amen, for this network that truly has been a blessing and truly is just that, a Holy Ghost network for the kingdom of God. And we have been blessed and we are yet continuously being blessed by it. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the Prayer News Network family, each and every one of you that, amen, are a part. Amen, of this family. We thank God for you. Amen. God does all things well. Amen. Give honor, amen, to, amen, my leader, amen, my, amen, Northern District, amen, Bishop, amen, Richard Jackson, amen, to my Southern District Bishop, Bishop Lewis Marshall, amen, to his companion, Mother Marshall, amen, to my covering, amen, Pastor Mark Holes, Lady Kalisa Holes, amen. Thank God for the men and women of God, amen, that are yet taking a stand and yet crying holiness unto the Lord. Amen. We praise God. We love the Lord tonight. Amen. We just bless God for all things. And amen. We're going to do what thus says the Lord and get on out your way. Thank God for another opportunity. Amen. Just to come into your hearing. Amen. Whether it's in your home or your workplace. Amen. In your car. Wherever you may be tuned in at this moment. We thank God for another opportunity. Amen. For us to come together in the name of the Lord. Amen. We praise God for all of our listeners. Amen. And our local and, amen, international listeners. Amen. For all of our radio listeners. We thank God for you. Amen. We want you to know that God loves you today. Amen. And he cares. Amen. For things. Amen. We wonder, amen, going through a word of prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We bless you. We praise you. Father God, we ask that your will be done. We thank you for all things. Father God, we pray, oh God, that you move stuff out the way so you can have your way. Father God, send forth your word. Send your anointing, God. We know without your anointing, we could do nothing. But we know that your anointing destroys every yoke. In the mighty name of Jesus, let yokes of burdens be lifted and destroyed tonight. Oh God, set the captive free. Save the unsaved. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Oh God, we know you got the power. Father God, do the work. Let your word do the work tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. And just before, amen, we go into the Word of God, amen, amen on my heart that I want to sing to tie in, amen, with the night that the Lord has given me. Amen. I'm not a great songster. Amen. But I'm going to do the best I can. So the song goes, I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Although trials may be on every head, I feel like going on. I feel like pressing my way. I feel like pressing my way. On my way to heaven, I feel like pressing my way. I believe I'll say that one more time. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Although trials may be on every way, I feel like going on. Amen. Do anybody else feel that way tonight? Amen. Does anyone else feel that way besides me? I feel like going on. Although trials may be on every hand, but I feel like going on. Amen. In spite of what's going on, amen, all around us today. Amen. Let's go on. Amen. With the Lord. Amen. So we praise God for that. Amen. Let us, amen, go to the Word of God. Amen. If you would. Amen. Going to ask you to turn your Bible. Amen. To the book of 1 Corinthians. Amen. 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. And we want to begin reading with the 24th verse. Once again, we want to turn to the book of 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, amen, begin reading with the 24th verse. Amen. The Word of God reads, know ye not that they which run in a race run on, but one receiveth the prize, so run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the master is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. So run not as unnecessarily, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Amen. We bless God for the reading of his word. Amen. We know God's word is always blessed and it will be forever. Amen. And we read from 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. Amen. Verses 24 through 27. Amen. And we want to end and talk on these verses tonight. Amen. As the Lord gave me. And the Lord has already, amen. Because when I open my Bible, amen, it was right there on the page what the Lord had already put in my spirit. Amen, to give unto you tonight. Amen. And here, amen, it begins to say, know ye not that they which run in a race run on. Amen, we are running in a race. Amen, we are running in a spiritual race. Amen, it says, know ye not that they which run in a race run on, but one receiveth the prize. Amen. You have, amen, several runners are running in a race, but only one person is going to receive the prize. Amen. There's only one person going to receive first place. Amen. Somebody else may receive second place. Somebody else may get third place. But there's only going to be one official runner. Amen. And that's the one, amen, that goes, amen, and finish first. Amen. So here we are running in the spiritual race. Amen. It's more than one. I'm running. You're running. Amen. Other people are running. Amen. But the good news about it is we all can win this race. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory, thank you. We all can win this race. It doesn't matter how many runners are running in this spiritual race. We all can win this race. Amen. We are winners tonight. Amen. We are winners. Amen. Long as we stay with Jesus, we are on the winning side. And we all can come out with the prize. But here it says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all. But one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. Meaning win. Run so that you may win. Amen. Every man that strives for the master is temperate in all things. Amen. Meaning, amen. You have a strategy. Everyone that's running, striving, amen, for the master, meaning you want to master this thing. You want to achieve this thing. You want to learn, amen, the strategy so that you can endure this race. Amen. Amen. Many times when they're training, they tell the runners, amen, don't start off in full speed running. Amen. But pace yourself. Run at a pace. Amen. So you won't tire yourself out. So you won't wear yourself out so fast. Amen. So you have to train yourself to run and then to endure in the race so that you can go all the way. So many times runners run, amen, but they drop out. Amen. They fall out. Amen. They give out of breath. Amen. They lose, amen, their wind. Amen. And they lose the race because they were not able to endure. They had not trained themselves how to run in this race in order to win and to endure. Amen. But here we're going to say every man that strives, amen, every man that wanted to win the trophy, every man that wants to be the winner, amen, he strives for the master of temperance, meaning he tries to find the thing that's going to teach him to cause him to be a winner. Amen. In all things. Now that they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. Amen. They learn the strategy. They study how to be good runners. They study and practice how to endure this race. And they do it so that they can win a corruptible crown. They want to win a trophy. They want to win the prize. Whatever the prize may be, they want to, amen, master it so that they can win the prize. Amen. It says, amen, they do it to us to obtain a corruptible crown. But we, incorruptible, amen, we're doing it to win an incorruptible crown. Amen. We want, amen, an incorruptible crown, which is eternal life. Amen. He goes on and says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. Amen. This is, amen, Papa Paul writing. Papa Paul was writing to the church to let them know, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. I'm not running this race, amen, not knowing what I'm doing. I'm not running this race, amen, with uncertainty, meaning, amen, I don't know if I'm going to win or not. I'm running this race because in my heart I do believe that I'm going to win. Amen. In my heart, I do believe that I shall overcome. Amen. He says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. Amen. If you got uncertainty running this race, amen. If you got doubt running this race, let me tell you, you're not going to make it. Amen. You got to be sure. You got to be fully persuaded. You got to be convinced in your own mind that I can do this. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I can hold out. I can stand the test. I can go through. Hallelujah. God wants us to endure. Amen. Unto the end. He said in the book of St. Matthew 24, amen. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Then he goes on to pick up in another scripture that says, the race is not given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong. But to those that shall endure unto the end, amen, that's the one, amen. The race is not given to the one that runs so fast. Amen, the race is not given to the one that is full speed. But the race is given to the one that endure until the end. Glory be to God. He says, I therefore so run not as uncertainty. Meaning I'm not running, not knowing, amen, what I'm doing. Not knowing if I'm going to win or not. Some people are just doing things, but they're not certain. They're not sure if they're going to win. They're not sure if they're going to come out on top. They're not sure if they're going to come out with the victory. And but you got to be sure. Be very sure. In times like these, you got to be sure that your anchor holds and grip that solid rock. You got to be persuaded in your mind, for God I live and for God I die. You got to be persuaded, like Romans said in Romans 8, even about 35. He says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trial, tribulation, persecution, or famine? Who shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus? He said, for I am persuaded that neither life nor death, nor height, nor angels, nor principalities, amen, nor any of these things shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. He was certain that nothing will be able to separate him from the love of God. Amen. And you got to be the same way tonight. You got to be certain and sure within your heart that all that nothing separate me from the love of Christ. Hallelujah. I'll let nothing separate me from the love of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. He said, I therefore so run not. He says, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. I'm not fighting, amen, amen, for nothing. I'm not fighting, amen, to beat the air. I'm not fighting just to waste my time. Amen, but I'm fighting because I want to win, huh? Amen, I'm in it to win it, huh? Glory be to God, I'm in it to win it, huh? Amen, what are you fighting for, huh? Are you fighting to win, huh? Or are you fighting to get knocked out, huh? Are you fighting, amen, to win the belt, huh? You got boxers in the ring. They're fighting, amen, because they want that heavyweight champion belt. They want that, amen, prize. They want to be recognized as the world's greatest boxer. Amen, they want to have, amen, the record of knockouts. Amen, but Paul began to say, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. I'm not doing this to beat the air. I'm not coming to this prayer line every night because I ain't got nothing else to do. Amen, I'm coming because God can strip me, amen. I'm coming so God can fill me up. Paul said, fill me up when I'm weak, and fill me up when I'm torn down. Lord, I'm asking you one more time, strip me when I'm weak, and fill me up when I'm torn down. Glory be to God. Glory, thank you, Lord. He said, therefore, so run not as uncertainty. Amen. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Amen. I'm not doing it to waste my time. Amen. Because if I was doing it and I didn't believe what I was doing, I wouldn't do it at all. But I believe in what I'm doing. I'm praying because I know prayer changes things. Amen. I'm living for Christ because I know it pays off. Amen. I'm doing the work of an evangelist. Because I know that my labor is not in vain. Glory be to God. I'm not doing it to beat the air. I'm not doing it because I'm doubting, amen. I'm doing it because I believe. Every word of God. The text already said, it is written. It's written in the word of God. He said, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. I'm in it to win it. I believe the word of God. I'm not beating the air tonight. I'm not doing it to waste my time. Amen. It ain't because I ain't got something else to do. Amen. But I believe that we shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. If I live right and pray on, I'll be just like the Lord one day. Be to God. Amen. The Apostle Paul began to say, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. So I fight, not as one that beateth the air. Amen. He said, I believe in what I'm doing. I believe in this gospel that I preach. This same word that I preach. I believe it to work in my life. This same word that I tell you, that God can do for you. I believe the same word for my life. I live by the word of God because I know the word of God is true. What God can do for you, amen, he's able to do it for me. What God did for somebody, he's able to do it for me. Glory be to God. Come on and bless the Lord tonight. Thank you, God. I believe this word. This word is real. This word is right. Amen. It hasn't lost no power. The blood still works. And if I tell you to apply the blood to your situation, I'm about to apply the blood to my situation. The blood still works. If I tell you, God is going to fix it. When my trouble comes, when my problems come, I got to believe the word of God, that God's going to fix it for me. Amen. When I tell you, God's going to make a way for you, I must believe that God's going to make the same way for me. Come on and say, yes, Lord. I believe God tonight. I believe the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It says, therefore, I shall run. Not as uncertainty. I'm not running, amen, with uncertainties. I'm running because I know what, amen, what I'm running for. I'm running because I want, amen, to attain eternal life. Glory be to God. If I didn't believe in what I was doing, I would just stop right now. I would just say, amen, this ain't working for me. Amen, but I know it's working. Keep on doing it, amen. Amen, my pastor said, amen, if it's working for you, keep on doing it. Come into this prayer line every night. It's working for me. Come into this prayer line. Hearing the word of God, it's keeping me in perfect peace. It's keeping me in the will of God. It's helping me to say this is a stain. It's helping me to stand. It's helping me to be strong in the Lord. Come on and say, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm trying to move on. Amen. But God wants to speak to our heart tonight. God wants us to know. We got to believe in what we're doing. We got to believe in what we're saying. We got to believe in what we're preaching. We got to believe in what we're singing about. Amen. The blood still works. Glory be to God. He said, amen. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Amen. I'm not doing this, amen, to beat the air. Amen. We're not coming to the prayer line every night just to beat the air. But we believe, amen, that a change is taking place. We believe that the atmosphere is being shifted. We believe that God is taking us to new levels. We believe that God is birthing out new things in us. We believe in the power of Christ. Glory be to God. Amen. This is why we do it. Amen. After being on this prayer line for a year, amen, to God laid this prayer line. Amen. The vision on the, amen, the bandit's heart. Amen. It's been over a year. Amen. If she didn't believe in what she was doing, she would have stopped after the first 21 days. If she didn't believe, amen, that somebody's life was being changed. If she didn't believe, amen, that somebody, amen, was being blessed by this, she would have stopped and given up. Amen. But she believed that God is working. God is at work, amen. God is working in our lives. God is doing a new thing in us. Glory be to God. So we must continue on. We got to continue on in the Lord. Don't be weary and well doing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. But continue. Amen. Continue. Amen. Continue in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. We're going to give you our topic in a minute. Amen. But the Lord, he won't let me get past this verse. He said, therefore, so run, not as uncertainty. Amen. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Amen. I believe in what I'm doing. Amen. That's what Pastor Paul said. I believe in what I'm doing. Amen. I'm not doing this just to waste my time. Amen. He goes on and says in the 27th verse. Amen. But I keep under my body and bring it, amen, into subjection. Lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself shall be a castaway. Amen. Pastor Paul began to say,
Amen. I keep under my body. Amen. I keep under my body. And I bring it under subjection. And when the enemy comes, amen, when he talks to me, amen, say, what you doing? Amen. Why are you doing this? Why are you wasting your time? Amen. But I put the word on him. I said, Satan, get the hint. Amen. The blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, you are a liar. And the truth is not in you. Amen. I keep under my body. Meaning I keep myself covered with the word of God. That's why you got to stay in the word of God. You got to know what the word of God says. Because when God and the devil come to you, the devil tell you you're wasting your time. When the devil tell you, amen, why are you doing this? Nobody's going to get anything from it. You rebuke the devil. You say, Satan, get me hit. Amen. I know my labor's not in vain. I know my prayer is not in vain. Sometimes the devil wants you to believe that God is not answering your prayer. Amen. You say, well, see, like I've been praying. I've been praying for so long, and I'm still waiting for it to happen. I'm still waiting for me. Amen. But don't give up on God, because God won't give up on you. Amen. Keep on praying. Amen. Pray. Amen. Till things change. Pray. Until times get better. Pray. Amen. Until you know, amen, God has changed that situation. Glory be to God. Amen. The devil will lie to you. Amen. The devil will tell you. Amen. He'll tell you there's no use. Amen. There's no need to pray. There's no need, amen, to seek the face of God. The devil will tell you, amen, there's no need to read the word of God. He'll tell you for what? Amen. What's the purpose? But let me tell you something. There's a lot of benefits. There's benefits in seeking God. And let me tell you one thing about the people of God. Amen. What do we got to lose? We ain't got nothing to lose, but everything to gain, Glory be to God, We got everything, amen, We got nothing to lose with the Lord, Amen, but we got everything to gain. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes people feel like, amen, I'm going to lose out on something, Amen, I'm going to miss out on something, But let me tell you something, We ain't got nothing to lose, amen, But we got everything to gain, We got eternal life to gain, Amen, we got salvation to gain, We got deliverance to gain, Through the word of God, Hallelujah, Paul began to say, Amen, but I keep, under my body, And I bring it under subjection, When self want to get out of line, When self want to doubt God's word, Amen, I've been preaching with the word of God, When the devil said, I can't, I say, I can do all things through Christ, When the enemy said, you're wasting your time, I begin to quote that scripture, That he is steadfast, unmovable, always abounded in the work of the Lord. But what does you do? The labor is not in vain. Amen. Galatians 6 and 9 says, let us not be weary and well doing. For due season we shall reap if we faint not. Glory be to God. Rebuke the devil with the word of God. It is written. It's already written in the word. We shall overcome. Glory be to God. Amen. But I keep under my body, and I bring it, amen, into subjection. Lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a captive, meaning rejected. Amen. Paul began to say, when I have preached to others, amen, I myself should be a captive. Amen. We have preached to others. We told other people about the Lord. We told other people how good God is. We told other people what God can do. We don't preach to others about God and what God can do. The Apostle Paul began to say, amen. Amen. I bring my body of suggestion. Lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Meaning, amen, I should be rejected because I doubted God's word. Because I myself didn't live by God's word. Amen. That's why it's important. We got to live what we preach. When we tell somebody else to stand, we got to stand. When we tell somebody else to go through, we got to go through. When we tell somebody else that God can fix it, we got to believe that God can fix it. Glory be to God. Amen. When I have preached to others, amen. When I have preached to others, when I get finished telling you what God can do, when I get finished telling you what the word of God says, man, huh? When I just finished telling you, you got to be, hey, man, you got to have the Holy Ghost, paying up your sins, huh? When I just finished telling you, I got to apply the word, to my own life, I got to live by this word, I got to seek the face of God, amen, never mind, amen, trying to get everybody else right, I got to be right, the songwriter said, I just want to be right, when you see me down here, singing my song, I just want to be right, when you see me down here, walking alone, I just want to be right, right, I just want to be right, amen, this songwriter said, oh, be right, I just want to be right, do you want to be right tonight, do you want to be right, never mind trying to get everybody else right, I just want to be right, in the end, I want to hear the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, amen, I want to hear the Lord say, this is my beloved son, and whom I will please, glory be to God, thank you, Lord. I don't want to hear the Lord say, depart from me, you work of iniquity, I never even knew you, amen, someone say, Lord, help me cast out devils in your name, Lord, help me heal the sick, Lord, help me take it up serving, but the Lord will say unto them, depart from me, you work, I never even knew you, I never knew you, glory be to God, but that's not what I want the Lord to hear. I don't want the Lord to say that. Amen. Probably going to say, let I myself should be a castaway. The word castaway means rejected. Amen. We don't want to be rejected. After going on and preaching on the Lord, after going on and praying on the Lord, I don't want to be rejected by God because I didn't do what God wanted me to do. Because I didn't live according to the word of God. Because I didn't do whatever the thing that was pleasing the sight of God. Amen, but I want to be right. I want to be pleasing in the sight of God. Amen, the word, amen. Cast away me, rejected. Amen, after you get finished singing. Amen, it's God going to receive you. After you get finished preaching down here. It's God going to receive you. After you get finished praying, amen. It's God going to receive you. Don't be a castaway. Don't be rejected by God. I'm reminded of King Saul. King Saul, he was a king. He was a leader. But King Saul, he disobeyed. He disobeyed God. And King Saul was rejected. Amen. He was rejected of God because he had disobeyed. He didn't obey the voice of God. And God began to tell Saul, because thou hast failed to obey my voice. Because thou, amen, you didn't hearken unto my voice. The Lord said, I have rejected. I rejected you from being king. God, amen. God rejected Saul. Amen. Because it's disobedience. God told Saul to do one thing, and Saul did another. Amen. God told Saul to kill every living thing. Amen. And don't spare nothing. Amen. But Saul began to save. He began to save, amen. He began to save the best cattle, amen. He began to save the best for himself. Amen. He didn't do what God said to. Amen. God began to save. What is this ringing that I hear in my ear? What is this, amen? Amen, that I'm hearing, amen. Amen, I'm getting a discernment that you have all not obeyed. I'm getting a discernment tonight. Amen, that you're singing, but you're not obeying God. I'm getting a discernment tonight that you're praying, but you don't believe God yourself. I'm getting a discernment tonight amen, that you're preaching, but you're not living according to God's word. Amen. God said, because of that, I'm going to reject you because of your disobedience to the word of God. God said, I'm going to reject you. Amen. He said, not fashioning. Not fashioning yourself. Amen. According to the lust of his flesh. Not fashioning yourself as disobedience. weak. I don't care how powerful you pray. If you don't live right, God is going to reject you.
Mm.
Glory be to God. Amen. Paul began to say, after I had preached to others, then I myself be a pastor. Amen. That's going to be a sad time. All these preachers out here, they're preaching a good word. Amen. They're preaching. But God said, I'm going to, amen, I'm going to reject you. Amen. That preaching, some is even healing. Some got the gift of healing. Some got the gift of prophecy. But God said, I'm going to reject you because you're not living right, because you're not keeping my word, you're not obeying the word of God. Glory be to God. But don't be rejected by God tonight. God said tonight, amen, I will reject you if you fail to obey my voice. God said, I will reject you if you don't live right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory, 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 glory. Have mercy on us tonight, Lord. Have mercy on us tonight, Lord. Have mercy on us tonight, God. Don't reject us, Lord. Don't reject us, Jesus. Give us another chance to get it right. Give us another chance to make it right tonight. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Paul began to say, but I keep under my body, and I bring it under subjection. Amen. Yes, by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Amen. Gift and callings are without repentance. And if people can preach the word of God, but it don't mean that they're delivered. People just pray a powerful prayer, but it don't mean, amen, that they're delivered. People just sing, amen, like a mockingbird, but it doesn't mean that they're delivered. Amen. So many of these gospel artists, they're singing all these good songs, but they're not living the life that they're singing about. Amen. They're cussing and they're smoking. Amen. They're throwing parties, amen, but they're singing about how good God is. Amen. They're worshiping God in song. Amen. But their life, amen, is stating another statement. Amen. They say God is good. They say I love the Lord. But the life that they live, they're saying something totally different. Glory be to God. Amen. Don't be rejected by God tonight. Amen. That wasn't even my topic tonight. But the Lord is leading me in that direction. Amen. And let you know, don't be rejected by God tonight. Amen. Don't be rejected by God. Amen. After all you do for Christ, don't be rejected by God. Amen. Paul said, let by any means, after I have preached to others, then I myself shall be a castaway. Amen. Meaning, amen, I'll be rejected by God. After all this that I've done for the Lord, amen, then in the end, God reject me and say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never even knew you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Tonight, if I leave a topic with you, it would be, let's go to the end. Amen. If I would leave a topic with you tonight, my topic would be, let's go to the end. Amen. The end, amen. The word means let. Let, amen, is contraction. And if you put that word up, let, L-E-T, apostrophe S, it says let. And if you put that word up, amen, it means let us go, amen, to the end. Amen, let us, you and I, we started with the Lord, now let's finish. We started in this way, let's go to the end. Amen, let us go to the end. Amen, the word end means, amen, the conclusion. Amen, finish the race. Amen, go to the finish line. Amen, let us go to the end. Amen. Said, know you not that they was running the race? Run on, for one receives the prize. So run that you may obtain. Run so that you may win. Amen. That's what we're talking about tonight. Let us go to the end. Amen. You go to the end. You done started with Jesus, now finish with Jesus. Amen. You done got in this race, now endure this race. Amen. Let's go to the end, people of God. This ain't no time, amen, to throw in the towel. This ain't no time for giving up. This ain't no time for standing in your mind. Amen. This ain't no time to say, I can't take this anymore. Amen. I can't hold out anymore. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can do it with the help of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. And here we're going to let them know. Amen. He's going to say, and every man that's striving for the master is killing in all things. Now, they do it, amen, to attain a crumble crown. But we do it, amen. We do it to, amen, that we may get an incorruptible crown. We're running because we want eternal life. Amen. 13:5-4, they begin to say, when the chief shepherd here, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Amen. We're going to receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. If you endure, amen, if you hold out tonight, you're going to receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. It's not a crumpled crown. It's a pure crown. It's a holy crown. It's incorruptible. That fadeth not away. Hallelujah. Amen. That was the scripture. It came from 1 Peter 5:4. And when the true shepherd shall appear, he shall receive a crown of glory. Amen. That fadeth not away. Amen. You're going to receive a crown of glory. That fadeth not away. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Begin to say amen. Verse 26, amen. In our text, amen, it says, therefore, so run not as uncertainty. So fight I not as one that beateth the air. Amen. I'm not beating the air. Amen. And the representative for that is 1 Timothy 6:12. Amen. 1 Timothy 6:12. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called, and has professed a good profession, before many witnesses, amen, and begin to say, fight the good fight of faith, amen, people of God, I would encourage you tonight, let's go to the end, amen, fight the good fight of faith, this is how you're going to go to the end, you may say, how can I go to the end, amen, how you go to the end, if I fight in the good fight of faith, amen, lay hold on eternal life, amen, meaning seek, seek after the will of God, seek after the word of God, to help you, to lay hold on eternal life, whereunto, thou art also called, amen, and has professed, the great, the good profession, before many witnesses, and when Paul began to say, he said, when I have preached to others, amen, when I have preached to others, you may say, I'm not a preacher, you may say, I'm not an evangelist, but let me tell you something, every one of you that has been born of God, you are a preacher, because you are a witness, you're a witness for the Lord, he began to say, in the book of Acts, amen, after, Acts 1:8, after you shall receive power, and then you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Samaria, and in the uttermost part of the world, in the earth. You're going to be a witness, and that witness will cause you to preach after the day of Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost will fully come, Peter began to stand up and say, Brethren, men and brothers, amen, this is that, which was spoken of, amen, by the prophet, in the last day, God said, I will pour out my spirit, upon all flesh, and Peter began to witness, Peter began to preach, amen, to the people, after the day of Pentecost, Peter began to stand up, and say, this, amen, this is that, amen, the Holy Ghost, amen, these men, they're not drunk, as you suppose, but they're drunk, with the new wine, which is the Holy Ghost, he was a witness, after receiving the Holy Ghost, Peter became a witness, and again, like you and I, after the Lord filled us, with the Holy Ghost, we become witnesses, amen, the word preach, it means, to proclaim publicly, the word preach, it means to proclaim publicly. Glory be to God. Amen. You proclaim, amen, that Jesus lives. You went to your neighbor's house. You told your neighbor's house that Jesus saved. When the Lord saved you, you went back to your family, and you told your family, the Lord saved me, the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost. You begin to preach Christ to them, you begin to preach deliverance to them, you begin to preach salvation to them, you let them know, amen, even that Jesus changed my life, you let them know that Jesus changed your heart, glory be to God, you became a witness, after that, you received, the gift of the Holy Ghost, you became a witness, and you went and told everybody, what Jesus has done for you. Glory be to God. Amen. That's what Apostle Paul said, amen, when I have preached to others, amen, for you and I,
yes,
as you have preached to others, you told everybody else, how good God is, you told everybody else, that Jesus saved, amen, but now, you shall fall away, you shall fall out the race. Glory be to God. Amen. But let's go to the end. Amen. Let's go to the end. Don't take it back. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. I made a vow. I made a vow unto the Lord, and I won't take it back. But Lord, help me to keep my vow. Help me to go all the way. Help me to stand. Lord, help me tonight. Help me to keep my vow. Amen. I have made a good profession. I have professed to the world that Jesus lives. I have professed to the world that Jesus can change lives. Now, Lord, don't let me take it back. Don't let me take my vow back. But Lord, help me. Help me to keep my vow. You want to renew your vow tonight. You want to renew your vow that you made to God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the end. Amen. Let's go to the end. Amen. We started with Jesus. Let's finish. Amen. Let's go to the finish line. Amen. Let them hear the whole conclusion of the matter. Amen. Glory be to God. He says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. You have professed a good profession before many witnesses. Amen. Some of you went back to your job. You told your co-workers, amen, how God changed your life. Some of you went into your neighborhood, and you begin to tell your neighbors that Jesus changed your life. You begin to say, amen, whereunto thou hast also called, also are called, and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. Glory to the God. So we want to encourage you tonight, amen, stay in the will of God. Amen, stay in the will of God. Amen, don't get out the will of God. This is no time, amen, to get out of the will of God. This is not the time for giving up, but it's time for holding on. This is no time for letting go, but it's time to be strong in the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen, run this race. We don't have to cheat. And many times racers, when they run in the race, don't they want to cheat. But we ain't got no reason to cheat. We can do what's right. We do the thing that's pleasing in the sight of God. Amen. We don't have to, amen, do amen, anything contrary to the word of God. We don't have to get out of the will of God. Amen. God, he said, I will supply your every need according to his riches and glory. Amen. Let's go to the end. Amen. People of God, amen, hear what the Spirit says tonight. He said, go to the end. Somebody's tired. Somebody has gotten weary. Somebody has got it weak tonight. But God said, go to the end. He said, go to the end. You have said, Lord, help me to hold out. Lord, help me to hold out. Glory be to God. Stay in the will of God. Amen. Drive and go forward. Amen. Flat not thy rod, lest thy be. That's what the Shunammite woman began to say. She said, drive and go forward. Amen. There were things going on in her life. She had a situation. Amen. But she said, drive and go forward. Amen. I know you got issues, amen. I know you got situations. I know you're faced with a bunch of problems. I know, amen, sometimes you don't know what to do. But drive and go forward. Let's go to the end. Let's go all the way. All the way with Jesus. Let's go all the way with Jesus. Amen. Don't stop in this stop. But amen, but let's go all the way, people of God. Let's go all the Amen. Don't throw in the towel. Huh? Amen. Don't throw in the towel. Huh? Amen. I heard somebody say, huh? You throw in the towel. Huh? I'm going to throw back to you. Huh? Glory be to God. Don't throw in the towel. Huh? We can make it tonight. Huh? We can make it with the help of the Lord. Huh? Amen. I can make it. Huh? You can make it. Huh? Together. We can make it together. Huh? With the help of the Lord. Huh? Let's go all the way. Huh? Let's go to the end, people of God. Let's just go hard as a good soldier. Hallelujah. Amen. This was God. Amen. Is speaking to the church tonight. Amen. He said, amen. Let's go to the end. Amen. This is the wrong time to give up. This is the wrong time. It's never a right time. It's never a right time to give up. But Lord knows this is definitely the wrong time. We're too late in the hour. It is almost midnight. Mm-hmm. Amen. It's almost midnight. Amen. That midnight bell is a cry name. Amen. And if you're not covered under the blood of Jesus, amen, he's going to catch you with your work undone. Amen. But stay under the blood of Jesus. Stay under the blood tonight, people of God. Stay under the blood of Jesus. Don't get, amen, out of the covering. Stay under the covering of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the end. Hallelujah. Amen. Galatians 5:1, it says, stand fast. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherever Christ has made us. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. Let's go to the end. Amen. But how are you going to go to the end? By standing fast. Galatians says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherever Christ has made us free. And be not, amen, entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You was entangled one time, but don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. Stand fast tonight. Amen. God has set you free. Amen. The Lord set me free. Tell me, why should I be bound? Amen. If the Lord has set me free, why should I be bound? I have no reason to be bound tonight because Jesus has set me free. I'm free in Christ. Amen. I'm free, praise the Lord. I'm free, amen. I'm free in Jesus tonight. Amen. We got to stand fast in the liberty. Well, Christ has made us free. Hallelujah. He goes on to say Galatians. Amen. 5:7. He said, you did run well. We're still talking about the amen, those that run in the race. He said, you did run well. Who did hinder you? That you should not obey the truth. You started out believing God. You started out doing what's right, but who has persuaded you to turn from righteousness? Who has convinced you, amen, that you ain't got to live right? Who has told you it'll take all of this? It takes all of this and much more. Takes all of this and more. Somebody begin to say, you ain't got to pray like that no more. You ain't got to tarry for the Holy Ghost. Yes, you do. You still got to tarry for the Holy Ghost. He said, go back into Jerusalem. Until you be endured with power from on high. He said, wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard of. He said, tarry in Jerusalem, until you be endured with the power from on high. Glory be to God. I know the devil done put that lie out. The devil done put that lie out saying, hey, man, you ain't got to do all that no more. You ain't got to tarry for the Holy Ghost no more. Hey, man, I had somebody tell me that. Somebody told me, amen, you ain't got the time for the Holy Ghost no more. You ain't got to do all that. Yes, you do. Amen. Just like the evangelist said today. And the evangelist Paul, he said, amen, earlier in the amen. He said, the altar is dry. Hallelujah. The altar is dry because people are not laying on the altar no more. People are not crying out to God no more. They're not, amen, carrying amen before God no more. The altar is dry. Glory be to God. They feel like, amen, you ain't got to do that no more. They feel like, amen, you ain't got to wait, amen. You ain't got to fast and pray no more. I had preachers to tell me that. Say, you ain't got to fast and pray no more. They said, we thought that's what you did back in the day. We thought that was the right thing to do. Let me tell you something. The word of God is still right. The word of God don't change. The word of God do not change. I still believe the word of God. You still got the fast and pray. He said, this coming forth, I much fast in this way. He said, amen. This coming, amen. The disciples want to know, why can't we cast out the devil? Why, amen? Why? Peter began to say, because this coming forth, I much fast in this way. Amen, preached on last night. Amen, said the power of the Holy Ghost. You got to have the power of the Holy Ghost. I know a lot of preachers are operating without the Holy Ghost. I know a lot of preachers are praying without the Holy Ghost. But you got to have the power of the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Just the corners are without repentance. Amen. The Bible gonna say, many shall say in that day, Lord, have we cast out devils in your name? Lord, have we healed the sick? But the Lord's gonna say, depart from me, you are no iniquity. Amen. It don't mean a thing. Amen. If you ain't living according to God's word, if you ain't living right, it means nothing. Amen. It promises you nothing. Amen. Gain the whole world and lose your own soul. Glory be to God. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Amen. What, amen, shall you give in exchange for your soul? Amen. My father can tell me in Revelation. Amen. He that added will take away to the word of God. Amen. Take away his part in the book of life. Amen. You try to change the word of God. You're forfeiting your own mercy. You're forfeiting your own salvation. You have taken away your own part. Amen. In eternal life. My Lord, my Lord. Save us tonight. Save us tonight, Jesus. Save us in the utmost. Save us in the
and God began to come in the garden, and God began to say, Adam, where
stirred up. The anger of the Lord began to kindle. Amen. Because they disobeyed him. Amen. And the anger of the Lord was stirred up. And God began to call, amen. And say, Adam, where art thou? In the core of the rest, the voice of God began to sweep through the garden. And say, Adam, where art thou? And Adam began to answer, amen, with fear. He began to say, Lord, amen. We hid ourselves because we were naked.
Mm-hmm.
And God began to say, who told you you were naked?
Mm-hmm.
Who told you you were naked? How did you know you were naked? Glory be to God. Amen, because they ate of that forbidden tree. Amen, they ate of that tree that God told them not to eat of. Amen, and David, God began to let them see. They began to see that they were naked. Mm-hmm. Same with us today. When we disobey God, God lets us see, amen, where we have gone astray. God lets us see where we have gotten off in court. Amen. People of God, get back on court. Get back on that, amen, that right path. Get back on that straight and narrow path of holiness. Hallelujah. And a highway shall be there in the way. And it shall be called the way of holiness. Amen. No fool is going to err therein. No raven's peace is going to be on that highway. It's a clean highway. It's a pure highway. It's a holy highway. None but the righteous shall see God. Hallelujah. And a highway shall be there in the way. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, it says, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Amen. No justice is going to end up on this highway. Amen. Let's go all the way, people, God. Amen. I'm almost done. Amen. I can't get it all out tonight. God, it says, but again it says, you did well, well, but who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion coming out of him that have caused you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. You
mm-hmm.
got to be careful who you surround yourself with. You can't just be in anybody's presence. You can't just be in the company of anybody. Amen. You got to know, amen. Know them that labor among you. The word of God says, know them that labor among you. If they're not talking your talk, if they're not walking your walk, you better get away from them. Run and don't look back. Run for your life tonight and don't look back. Amen. Save yourself. Escape to the mountains, lest you be consumed. That's what God told Lot. God told Lot. He said, escape to the mountains. Glory to God. Escape to the mountains, lest you be consumed. Amen. You better run for your life tonight. Amen. Run for your life. Save yourself from the fourth generation. Amen. This is a backward of the first generation. Amen. He began to say 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Amen. I'm going to be right there and going more fast now because I know I'm out of time. So 2 Timothy, Timothy 2 and 5. He said, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also, that thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're talking about gold. Let's go to the end. Amen. That thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Amen. And you can read these scriptures in your spare time. Amen. That's still in the 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter. Amen. And the 5th verse is, and if a man also strives for the master, yet is not he crowded, but he strives lawfully. Amen. We got to do this thing the right way. We got to do this the right way. What is the right way? The right way is God's way. Is God's way or no way at all? Amen. Let me say that again. It's God's way or no way at all. You got to do it God's way. There's a way that's streaming right unto me.
Right unto
me. But the end thereof are the ways of death.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do this thing God's way.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take on your own righteousness, but you got to have the righteousness of Christ. Amen. Hebrews, amen, the 12th chapter. Amen. I'm trying to close now, but Hebrews 12th chapter. Is it wherefore? See, we also can pass about with so great a cloud of witness. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily be set up. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Because when you run in the race, you got to last out all the way. When a runner is in a training, they do put weight on their ankles. They do put weight on their ribs. Amen. And that makes their muscles strong. That builds their muscles up while they're in training. Amen. But when they start out to run the actual race, they lay aside all the weight. They take off the ankle weight. They take off the wrist weight. They lay aside every weight so they can be light, so they can run this race. Same way with you and I in the Lord. When we come to the Lord, we got to lay aside the weight. Amen. They don't run with their pockets loaded down. Amen. With their cell phone. They're not running with their cell phone. They're not running with their wallet. They're not running with candy in their pocket. They're not running with, amen, with this and that in their pocket. They empty out. They empty everything. And once they're empty, they are light. Amen. And then they run with nothing holding them down. People of God, we got to run this race with nothing holding us down. Amen. He says, amen, lay aside every weight in the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Glory be to God. Amen. Go on to say, amen. Amen. Despising the shame, it is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself. Let ye be weary and faint in your mind. Amen. Don't be weary and faint in your mind. Amen. We're still talking about let's go to the end. Amen. Let's go to the end. Let's go all the way. Let's go all the way with Jesus. Amen. You have not resisted, amen, unto blood, striving against sin. If you have forgotten the exhortations which speaketh, which was spoken unto you as unto children, my son, despise not that chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scorneth every son whom he receiveth. Glory be to God. Let's go to the end. Amen. This is what God is saying to us tonight. Let's go to the end. Amen. In my final closing scripture, amen. I can't, amen, preach the whole Bible tonight. There's so much in the Word of God. But in my final closing scripture, amen, Hebrews the chapter, amen, verses, amen, 4 through 6. Hebrews the 6th chapter, amen, verses 4 through 6. And it reads, amen, for it is impossible for those who are once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, that they shall fall away to renew them again unto repentance. Seeing they have crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh, put him to an open shame. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Glory be to God. This is why we got to go all the way. Because we don't want to put God to an open shame. We don't want to crucify God afresh. Meaning we don't want to crucify God all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. For our disobedience. And for our turning back. Amen. No turning back. Don't turn back, evil God. Don't turn back. But strive. Run. Run, amen. Run. Let's go to the end. This is not the time to give it up. This is not the time to faint in your heart. This is not the time to doubt God. Amen. Somebody sung a song that it's time to believe what God says. It's time to believe what God says. When I speak doubt, he speaks faith. When I speak small, he sees great. It's time for us to believe what God says. Amen. In my closing tonight, I want to encourage your heart. Amen. Let's go to the end. Amen. I know you're going through things. I know the way, amen, seems hard. But he said into a heart is as a good soldier. Amen. God, he don't want us to start and to stop. But he wants us to go all the way. The prize is at the end. Eternal life is at the end. Amen. And you must go all the way to receive the prize in the crown of life. Amen. So we bless God tonight for the word of God. We pray that you have been blessed. Amen. Through the word of God tonight. Amen. This is not the time for us to doubt God. Amen. This is not the time for us to renew and to draw back. He said, my soul has no pleasure in the draw back spirit. Amen. But this is the time to drive and go forward. Please the Lord. In everything that you do and say, please the Lord. Make God happy tonight. Make God happy tonight with your life. Your life is a testimony. And you're letting the world know, for God I live and for God I die. Your life is a testimony. Paul began to say, after I preach to others, then I myself get cast away. That would be a sad thing. After all this time living for the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and then you still lose out.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But let's go to the end.
Jeez.
Amen. People of God, let's go to the end. Amen. So we bless God for the word of God and for the word. Maybe tonight there's somebody on the line. Maybe, amen, you want to, amen, start out in this race. Maybe you want to get in this race. Amen. If you want to, amen, run for Jesus. Amen. Tonight is your night. All you got to do is lay aside every weight in the sin which wrestles into conception. Everything that throws you off course. Everything that's distracting you. Everything that's breaking your focus and keeping you from keeping your mind on Jesus. God said, lay aside tonight. Lay aside every weight. Lay aside the sin that does so easily beset you. And let's run this race with patience. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Tonight, if there's one on the line, and you want to get to know the Lord, amen, you may come over and push card 6. Amen. We want to pray the prayer of faith with you. Amen. If there was tonight.
Hallelujah. Amen. Is there one tonight? Amen. That wants to accept prayer. Amen. Come to Jesus just as you are. Amen. He loves you. Amen. But he loves you too well to let you stay that way. Amen. Is there one tonight that wants to start in this race? Amen. And finish with Jesus. Glory be to God. Is there one tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Do we have any special prayer requests tonight? Amen. Are there any special prayer requests? Is there anyone, amen, after hearing the word of God, you want the Lord to help you? You want the Lord to strengthen you so that you can finish this race? Amen. We got a race to run. Amen. We got to run it, amen, with the help of the Lord. Hallelujah. Is there one today? Amen. Whosoever will, let him come.
Hey.
Amen. If you're on Facebook tonight, you could die prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Is there one? Hallelujah. Amen. If you're on Facebook, amen, you desire prayer. Amen. Type your name and amen. Type your prayer request tonight. Amen. Let us know, amen, what it is that you want the Lord to do. Amen. What do you want the Lord to do tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Make your request known unto God. Hallelujah. God, amen. He wants to, amen, work it out for you. He wants to strengthen you where you may be weak tonight. And the Lord wants to build you up where you may be torn down. Amen. I know somebody out there needs prayer. I know somebody needs God's help tonight. You cannot do this on your own. You cannot make it by yourself. Amen. You need the Lord. Amen. Tonight, will you come boldly to the throne of grace? Amen. Will you come, amen, not being ashamed and not being afraid to acknowledge I need the Lord's help? Amen. We got to run this race. Amen. We got to run with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Is there one tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. Now we're going to pray. Amen. We're going to pray to God. amen, will continue to work and deal with the hearts and the minds of his people. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you right now. We praise you. We glorify you. Father God, we know that you are the giver of every life. Oh, God, you are the giver of every good and perfect gift. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, in you we live, we move, and we have our beings. Father God, you, God, we pray right now that you will breathe on us. Oh, God, breathe the breath of life upon us. Cause us to live and not die. To declare the works of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Oh, God, we praise you, just for another opportunity, just to call on your holy name, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said the righteous cry and the Lord hears them, and save them out of all their trouble, Oh, God, we got somebody we can turn to, We got, oh, God, a shelter, in the time of the storm, But we know that the name of the Lord, is a strong tower, The right that runneth into it, and they are safe, Oh, God, we're safe in your arms tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the word of God, we have a hiding place. Oh, Jesus. We pray right now, Lord, that you will cover us under your wings. Oh, God, cover us in that secret place. Oh, God, under that pavilion. Hide from the storms of life. Oh, God, when the enemy come in like a flood, then the Lord will lift up a standard. Hey, glory to your name. Lift up a standard tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, come to the rescue of your people. You've seen the afflictions of your people. You have heard our cry. Oh, God, you come down to deliver us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray tonight, Father God, that you are stripping everyone, Lord, everyone on this line, under the sound of my voice tonight, stripping them tonight, Lord, let them know they can make it, with the help of the Lord, we can endure, and we can hold out, with the help of the Lord, you said through much tribulation, shall we enter into the kingdom, through much tribulation, we got to go through much, many trials and many tribulations, but we shall overcome, even as you have overcome the world, in the name of Jesus, help us not to lose the faith, but help us, Father, oh God, to cast not away our confidence, we have great recompense of reward, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we need you, we need you tonight, God, like a fish need water, we need you, every minute of the day, every second, God, every hour, God, we need you, Lord, we cannot make it on our own, without you, we can do nothing, we'll be like a ship, without a sail, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, move on his prayer line, move from heart to heart, move from mind to mind, oh God, bless your people, revive your people, oh God, put a stirring in our soul, put a drive down in our spirit, that let the driving go forward, and not look back, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we'll never forget, what you've done for us, you picked us up, you brought us up, out of a horrible pit, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you had to reach way down, hey, God, and lift us up, but you did it, and for that we're grateful, and for that we're so thankful, you could have left us in our sin, you could have left us in our wretched condition, died with our God on our side, but instead of that, when you saw us polluted, in our own blood, you told us to live, you commanded us to live, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for being a great God. We thank you for your great mercy. We thank you for your great love. Where you have loved us with an everlasting love. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for drawing us to the cross of salvation. We thank you for the forgiveness of sins. We thank you for the remission. The remission of sins. You said in your word, without the the shedding of blood. Huh? There is no remission of sins. Huh? So we thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. Huh? We thank you for the death. Huh? We thank you for the resurrection. Huh? We thank you because we know that you live and you live forevermore. Huh? You done die once. Huh? You're not going to die again. Huh? You live and you reign in the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? We give you thanks tonight. Huh? We give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endure forever, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray tonight that you will bless every listener on this prayer line, whatever way they are on tonight, whether by telephone, whether by Facebook, whether by radio. We pray you will bless each and every listener, bless every household tonight. Breathe on them, God, the breath of life. Send a newness, God. Send a renewal in their mind. Renew their spirit, God. Renew their joy and their peace. In the name of Jesus. Though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. We trust you tonight, Lord. We believe on your name. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way in our lives. God, take us through, God. You be our strength. You be our help. Oh, God, you be our sustainer. You be our provider, Lord. You make a way where there is no way. Oh, God, with doors closed in our faith. We pray that you will open up a door that no man can shut. Thou hast little strength. Hey, glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it right now, Lord. Oh, God, comfort your people. Consolate us, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we lift up our eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh our help? Our help cometh from you, which made heaven and earth. Oh, God, we look to you tonight, Lord. Oh, God, we trust and we take you at your word. Oh, God, this is the confidence that we have in you, that we ask anything according to thy will. You hear us, God, and you give us the desires, oh, God, of our heart. Oh, God, you grant every petition, God, according to thy will. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, there's none like you tonight. You are loving, God. You are caring, God. Oh, God, you're so compassionate. You have not rewarded us according to our sins and iniquity. Oh, God, but we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for looking beyond our faults and seeing our need. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, continue to strengthen and bless and keep us, God. Oh, God, take us through, God. Help us to do thy will. Oh, God, whatever your will is, Lord, we want to do the sweet will of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, let the words of our mouth, meditation of our heart, let it be accepted in our sight. Father God, that we depart from this line tonight, but never from your presence. We pray that your word will take root in our heart. We pray that your word will penetrate the hearts of your people. Oh, God, deal with us tonight. Even as we lie down and sleep, deal with us, Father. In the name of Jesus, give us visions and revelations. Oh, God, you said, God, we shall dream dreams, God. Oh, God, help us to see visions tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us, oh, God, to get in a hurry and to rough our lives. Save the unsaved tonight. Oh, God, fill them with the Holy Ghost before it's ever too late. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless our homes, bless our family, bless our children. Oh, God, bless our loved ones, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, if any sick tonight, oh, God, we pray that they be healed. We speak healing over them tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the weak say I'm strong. Let the sick say I'm healed. Let them that abound say I'm free. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you got the power. We know you can do it, for God has already done it. Oh, God, we praise you in advance for it. We thank you for victory in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Saul said, let us hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Let us hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. You ought to build your hope something eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Amen. We got to hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen. We thank God tonight for the word of God. Amen. Let us know, amen, go to the end. People of God, don't stop in the middle of this race. Amen, but finish this race. Amen, finish your course tonight. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. Amen. Lay hold on eternal life tonight. Claim it, name it, amen. Say it's mine. Amen. It's mine. Amen. We are winners, amen. We're on a winning team. Amen. If you go with Jesus, you're going the right way. So we praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. We praise God. Amen. God is encouraging our hearts, letting us know that we're too close to the end to give up now. Amen. We're too close to stop. We're too close to turn around. Amen. Don't look back. Amen. People of God, don't look back. Looking back results to going back. Amen. But just like God told Lot and his wife, God said, run, escape to the mountain lest you be consumed. And don't look back. Amen. But Lot's wife, she thought about something that she left back. She thought about something in her past. And she turned around and looked back. And she became a pillar of salt. Amen. And Lot had to turn her hand loose and keep on running. Amen. We want to tell you tonight, save yourself. Save yourself from the altar generation. Amen. If your loved ones don't want to go, you go. If your friends don't want to go, you go. Amen. Turn them loose and leave them in the hands of the Lord and save yourself. You tell yourself, I got to make it. I got to make it to that city where mansions are prepared. I got to make it if it costs my life. I got to see Jesus' face in peace. Amen. This is what we're working for. This is what we're living this life for. Amen. That we can live again. Amen. We don't want to die one, amen, to death and then turn around and die again. But we want to live, amen, to live with Jesus eternity. Amen. Forever and ever. One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years as one day. Amen, saith the Lord. Eternity. Amen. Eternity has no end. Amen. We will be with the Lord forever, and so shall we be with the Lord. Do you want to go where Jesus is, people of God? Amen. Do you want to go where Jesus is? Amen. Well, we got to, amen, endure. We got to finish this race. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. We pray that the word of God has blessed you tonight. Amen, that the word of God has encouraged your heart. Amen. I feel encouraged, amen, tonight to go on with the Lord. Amen. I don't have much voice left, amen. Been praising God, glorifying God all day long. Amen. But I thank God for what's left. Amen. Because I feel like going on. Throw my eyes into the hills. From whence cometh my help. I'm going to look to Jesus tonight. Amen. Because I know all of my help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So we thank God, amen, for each one of you, for, amen, all of our listeners, those of you that have tuned in by way of, amen, Blog Talk Radio, amen, to all of our international listeners, those that are tuned in through, amen, podcast, amen, Facebook, amen. We want you to know tonight, God loves you. Amen. God really loves you. He sees something good in you. Amen. He saw the best in me. When everyone else saw the worst in me, Jesus, amen, saw the best in me. He saw something in me that he can use. Amen. Stay with you tonight. God sees some potential in you. God sees something mighty, mighty good in you that he wants to bring out and develop. Amen. For his will and his glory. Why don't you let God complete the work that he has started in your life? Amen. Let God do it tonight. Amen. So we thank God, amen, once again for each one of our listeners, for each and every one of you. Amen. Thank God, amen, for this Prayer News Network Global. Thank God for the beautiful celebration we had on last night. Truly, it was beautiful. The Lord, amen, blessed us. Amen. Even allowed us, amen, to, amen, reach the 2-year mark. Amen. It is not, we're not done yet. Amen. We're going on. Amen. We're going to finish this race. Amen. We got many more days ahead of us, as the Lord God shall permit. So we're excited about it. We're looking, amen, for God to enlarge our territory. We're looking for God to expand our borders and God to give the increase. Amen. So if I were you, I would remain in the ship. Abide in the ship, people of God. Amen. Don't get out the ship, but stay in the ship because this ship is going to sail, amen, to heaven. Amen. Amen. If you desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, we're going to ask you to text us, amen, at area code 912-257-3663. 3918. Once again, if you so desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, we're going to ask you to please text us at area code 912-257-3918. And to all of our international listeners, amen, those of you that call in for listening from other countries, if you desire for tonight, amen, a copy of tonight's broadcast as well, we're going to ask you to text us by using WhatsApp. Amen, by using WhatsApp, the number is 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, amen, those of you that are calling in from other countries, if you choose, amen, desire to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, we're going to ask you to please text us by using WhatsApp. And the number is 678-608-7234. And to all of our Facebook listeners, amen, if you care to, amen, get a copy of this broadcast, amen, you can go to our link that, amen, that I posted on our Facebook page. Amen, there you can, amen, amen, download the link, and you can listen to the broadcast all over again. Amen. Each and every one of you, amen, you have means of listening to this broadcast again. Amen. And we want you, amen, to be blessed through the preached word of God that come forth every night on this live. Amen. Some nights we have, amen, the power of prayer. Amen. We have prayer night. Amen. We pray until the power of God come down. We pray until times get better. And we all can use prayer in our life. Amen. You can get the prayer, amen, recorded. Amen. Let it play. Amen. Put prayer in your atmosphere. Amen. To your, amen, time to times get better. Amen. To things change. Amen. So we pray God, amen, for God making it possible for us, amen, to have access to, amen, his word, his will, even for the word of God going out upon. The word of God, amen, is being shed throughout the world. Amen. There's not one person, amen, that can go, amen, and off his line and say that I didn't have a chance to hear the word of God. Because this gospel must be preached in all the world, amen, for a witness against them in the day of judgment. Amen. One thing about it, every knee shall bow. Every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. And if you don't do it now, amen, you will do it in the day of judgment. Amen. I choose over myself and acknowledge now that Jesus is Lord. Amen. Because when you do it in judgment, it's going to be too late. Amen. Because you're not going to have time to repent. But repent ye now while there's still time. Amen. And turn your hearts back to God because God loves you with an everlasting love. So we praise God, amen, for this night. Thank God for our visionary and founder of the Prayer News Network, Evangelist Bradley, to all of those that assist in this ministry, outreach ministry, amen, to those, amen, that are working laboriously, untiredly, unceasingly, amen. We thank God for each and every one of you, amen, for your labor of love, amen, to all of our prayer warriors, amen. Thank God for each and every one of you. People of God, be encouraged, amen, be encouraged, amen, help is on the way. Amen. So we thank God for this broadcast. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you once again that have tuned in. Amen. To be a part, amen, of this broadcast. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your support. We thank you for everything that you do to help this ministry to continue. Amen. God, he's going to bless you. Amen. For your faithful, amen, your faithfulness unto him. Amen. So this concludes our broadcast for tonight. We want to pray, amen, to say amen, benediction. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you once again. We thank you for another day's journey. We thank you, oh God, for another opportunity just to give your name the praise. Father God, we say Hosanna to the highest. Father God, we bow down and worship you tonight. God. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Huh? You're King of kings and you're Lord of lords. Huh? You are Savior tonight. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? And we thank you, oh God, for being our Savior. We thank you for being our deliverer. We thank you for being a very present help even in trouble. Father God, we pray that you would be with us. We pray that you would continue to keep us. Oh God, for we know we cannot keep ourselves. But we're kept by the power of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we depart from this life. far, but never from your presence. We pray that you will be with us, and we pray that you will keep us, oh God, until we should meet again at that point in time and hour. Oh God, as we lay down to go to sleep tonight, Father God, we pray that you will wake us in the morning, oh God, with our mind stayed on thee. Oh God, make death behave tonight. Rebuke that death angel. Send it back to the pit in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, cover us under the blood. You said when you see the blood, you will pass over thee. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, help us to be covered under the blood of Jesus. Oh God, help us to be ready. Oh God, you say you're coming like a thief in the night. Help us to be ready, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Oh God, unto him that is able to keep us from falling, to present us falling. Oh God, we thank you right now for keeping us from falling. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we give you praise, we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. People of God, this concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. Look to Jesus and run this race with patience. Amen. We love you. God loves you best. Amen. Good night. Be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray.
This session is no longer being recorded.